are predatory. Nesters, which means that they lay their eggs in another bird's nest. Sometimes they lay them in such, sometimes they push out the other bird's eggs. That hatch later than their own. Anyway, but the host bird, they're the ones who end up feeding the birds. They don't feed their own babies. They leave it to someone else.
They feed the cuckoo.
Yeah, some other bird will end up feeding the cuckoo bird. Feeding, it'll be half the size of the little baby cuckoo. And the black cuckoos, black red-eyed cuckoos, they're completely vegetarians. They just eat fruit and things. The other ones eat insects and stuff. Yeah, they eat insects also. There's a lot of different types. Anyway, there was someone was asking a question about what are deities like before they're installed. I thought I'd already spoken about that at some time. But this idea that when deities are installed, they come to life when we have installation or when we have prana pratishtha. That's not our understanding of Krishna consciousness. That's not our understanding of Krishna for us. Abhinatvam namanamino Ngāniyasya sakarandriya vittimati vinut. Krishna's form is not different than Krishna. When the form of Krishna is there, then Krishna is there. Isn't that some type of ritualistic activity gives life to Krishna and makes Krishna appear? It's a ritualistic activity that we perform for neophyte Vaishnavas, so that they'll have faith that Krishna entered the deity, or even more neophyte Brahmins, smarter Brahmins and so on, who also think that Krishna enters at some particular time and go away under certain conditions and only have faith when the deity is whole or perfect. Otherwise, the potency leaks out of him. These are also materialistic perceptions or conceptions of deity. Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't think like that. appears. He's present in his deity form, and he reciprocates with devotion. Bhaktyana. Chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, that's the real installation, or at least that's the formal contractual arrangement, which is what also the installation ceremony is about. It's a formalized arrangement to establish the standard of worship that will be performed for the deity on the path of regulative devotion. Installed, we don't have to have such a high standard. Oh, installation just establishes what the standard is, but some standard there has to be there, and the regulated standard needs to be there. And there's always a minimum standard. Gorni Thai, that minimum standard is quite basic, but with Radha Krishna and Jagannath, it's not minimum means nothing and it changes. It's because I think the deity hasn't been installed. Krishna's there. He's as much there as we want him to be there. As much there as the devotion we have with which to worship. So for us, all deities are installed.
Was there a relation to date that the important festival of the devotees was such a mystery in the
that the installation day was in Porta Festival. I don't recall how Prabhupada said that Raghavendra Mishra's installation should be celebrated as gone away. He just lists the major festivals as being relevant to devotees, that devotees should observe. Understand what the question is about. Outstanding unless you're determined in your Krishna consciousness and you render service nicely over a long period of time. Steady devotee means that at least someone remains steady despite the influence of material energy. Krishna consciousness doesn't depend upon what condition, what mode is dominant on him or in the world or in his circumstances. That's what steadiness means. And if someone's like that, then one of the things will be is he'll be regulated. But animals are regulated, that doesn't make them devotees. It's not everything. Regulation is just a symptom of being steady. And steadiness is a symptom of the heart, purification of the heart. Study of books and study of shastra is a valuable thing, but it only becomes mature with service and surrender. Devotees can't understand what they read, or they can't realize Krishna conscious books without actually rendering service and engaging in activities of surrender. Particularly preaching, it just becomes book knowledge. Materialistic people who have absolutely no faith in Krishna, no faith even that God exists. Itamin danap et tu velkavesha banchakartu nakotu. But still, they got tons of diplomas, PhDs, and so on about